And this is the Lucy Ann Lance Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. The Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office has released its Strategic Impact Report for 2025. It's a report that the sheriff wants you to read, understand, and be able to see the context of what the work she and her staff has been doing at the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office. Unfortunately, right now, something else has been brewing that a lot of people in the community are talking about. So we're going to ask her about that first, and then we're going to dovetail into the strategic report to have a greater understanding of the sheriff's role and the work that she has been doing. Sheriff Alicia Dyer joining us this morning here on 1290 WLBY. Does that sound fair, Sheriff? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back with us here. We got to talk about this first issue first, because it has been the buzz of town, of course. There was a Washtenaw County investigation into a marijuana cigarette, a roach, if you will, allegedly found in an SUV that you had apparently driven at one time, according to this investigation, which, by the way, the investigation turned out to be what they're calling inconclusive. You have come out against this, and you have been railing on the investigation, the investigators, the county staff involved in this, saying that you do not smoke weed and that this was not yours. So I first want to ask you, was that roach in that vehicle yours?
No, it wasn't. In fact, I actually haven't even seen it. You know, the troubling thing about all of this happened last year after I had already turned the car in. You know, I searched it, got all my belongings out. I was waiting on my car to arrive. So it was a command vehicle that was temporarily used. I turned it over to support staff. I was actually out of town. They then drove it to turn it into our fleet manager. They also searched it. There was nothing in the vehicle. And then the fleet manager allegedly finds this on the front seat. And then turns it over to the county. And, you know, because I was not involved, you know, it was not mine. And because I wanted an impartial review to find out what happened, you know, I went along with the county's request to do an internal investigation to just look into the matter. And it took months. And when we finally were able to get back the report, we learned that they only interviewed two people, that camera footage where the car was parked that could have, you know, showed what maybe potentially someone going near the car. It just wasn't there. The investigation did conclude that there was no wrongdoing. It didn't, you know, appear that there was any marijuana smoked in the vehicle, but just that this marijuana cigarette was allegedly found on the front seat. And it's pretty frustrating. And, you know, while the matter was closed, it then gets leaked, recently. And then, of course, you know, it's a story. I definitely take offense with how the process was conducted, because I feel there was so much evidence that wasn't looked at to try to ascertain how this even happened. We hold ourselves to the highest standards. And, you know, anything like that, we would have thoroughly looked into it. We would have checked key card access. We would have interviewed the last person that had the car, which they were never interviewed. And we would have made sure to preserve any evidence that could show potentially what happened. And given this also happened last year, it's just, you know, for all this to come back up again, it's just, you know, a little frustrating. What I've learned from the situation, I'll be honest, is before I turn in any vehicle, I will be taking detailed photographs and having some witnesses sign so that way there's no allegations later that there was something found in the car.
So this was actually found on the seat? Was it wedged in the seat, on the seat? Was it in plain view?
That was the other interesting thing, because we were, you know, my undersheriff and I were just shocked when we heard about it. And we didn't know where it was found until we got the report back months later. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that come and go in our command vehicles. We use them for parades. We, you know, transport community members from time to time. And so we didn't know, is this something that was, you know, old, that was found in the railing, somewhere in the car. But then when we get the report back and learn that this fleet manager, who allegedly, you know, they say they find it on the front seat, we're like, there's just no way. I mean, I know that the car was clean when I turned it in. My support staff did not see anything, and also searched the car, because you thoroughly search cars before you turn them in for auction. And so we knew that there was nothing on the front seat. So it had been sitting a couple days before the fleet manager allegedly found this. And it was sitting in a secure area that would have been under surveillance. And so then we wanted to go back, now that we know where it was allegedly located, to see, you know, where, you know, what does the camera footage show? And of course, it had been so many months that the camera footage was no longer available. So that was really quite frustrating.
And yet the county hired a firm, Dyke & McGossett, to do this investigation. So your analysis of this, you're saying they didn't do a good job of it.
Yeah, and you know, part of this is if you remember last year, I mean, this would have happened on month four of being sheriff. And so I was trying to do the right thing. The county requested that we have a firm come in to internally investigate the matter. And I thought it was going to be extremely thorough. I'm used to our law enforcement investigations, to be quite candid. And it, you know, getting the report back, it was just kind of just so much was missing. And there were so many things that weren't looked into that it was really frustrating. But then, you know, this is, you know, really not just one incident. It really has, there has been a pattern last year where, you know, they are, you know, using corporate counsel in a way that is just not historically been utilized. And oftentimes, you know, some of these internals that they do, they're not as thorough and complete as ours would be. And so, you know, that part was frustrating, too. Not to mention just, you know, there was no allegations that anybody was driving the vehicle under the influence. There were no allegations that there was any marijuana smoked in the vehicle. The fleet manager said that it was, you know, sitting on the seat. They had to smell it to even try to see if it potentially was marijuana. There didn't seem like there was any, you know, allegations that it was smoked in the vehicle. So to have this high-powered corporate law firm come in to do this, and then for the investigation not even to be complete and just be, you know, two interviews, I also felt it was a waste of taxpayer dollars. If we had looked into the matter, we could have assigned it and kept it impartial, and it would have been much more thorough, and it would have made sure to take a really good look at all the evidence. And then the other thing is, you know, the chain of custody. I mean, you know, normally you find contraband in a police car. It's not uncommon. I mean, this happens. You arrest someone or you're transporting someone. Marijuana is legal in Michigan, so, you know, more people do have access to it. You know, normally in those situations, you would log it into property and do a report. And who knows what? I mean, it just.
Well, where is it now? Do you know? Where is the evidence?
I'm not sure, and I have not seen it. I have not had eyes on it. And so, you know, for about a year now, I mean, it's not, you know, we never were able to process it. So, that, you know, that's kind of the other sort of frustrating thing about this.
Well, I'm assuming you wouldn't have your own department do something when they're alleging that you did something, right? Wouldn't it be an outside investigation?
Well, and that was a strange part as well, you know, where it really made me question what their goals were, because, you know, I was out of town. I wasn't in the area. I had already turned the vehicle in. I was not the last person in the car. I was not the last person to utilize the car.
Oh, you know that for a fact? So, is that right?
Someone else? Yeah, 100%. You know, the car had already been turned over to someone else. And so, you know, this, you know, jump to like, oh, it's the sheriff, you know, I felt like that was really had some, you know, unclear motivations. But yes, you know, if there's anything that we think is sensitive that we should not be handling, you know, we'll do a conflict of interest assessment. And there are plenty of times we will refer it out to external agencies. Michigan State Police has helped us. Where, you know, they will do investigations because, you know, obviously, you know, in matters involving any sheriff's office employees, you know, if we feel the need, we really want to make sure it's impartial. You know, we have other partners that we can lean on where they can conduct an external investigation that would also be extremely thorough. And so, you know, that is what normally would have happened in that process. But the county was very insistent that they handle this. And I, you know, did not want to interfere with their process. I wanted to be impartial.
But did they ask you? Did they ask you to participate in a Q&A? Were you asked if they could?
So they asked us to cooperate with the investigation, which we did. And you know, my undersheriff, he leads risk management, and so he was able to help coordinate that. The investigators did ask to interview me. This was where we were confused, because it's not precedent that you interview the sheriff in an internal when the sheriff was not the last person or the person involved in the matter. And so at the advice of my counsel, you know, we did not feel the need for me to sit down. And then again, I'll say they never interviewed the person that had the car. So it was all very strange. You know, I think that, you know, I was really letting it, you know, I mean, I have more important things to focus on, quite frankly. And I have a lot of emerging public safety needs in the county that we want to prioritize. And so we had really let it go. But then, of course, you know, it is leaked to MLive and it all comes up again. And so because the county won't release reports like this, I felt, you know, it was a matter of public interest to just be transparent and share with the public the investigation so they could see it for themselves.
So why do you think county officials, sheriff, are targeting you?
So, I don't know if they're targeting me or they're just, you know, ill-informed. You know, it's no secret that when I came in, I had just came off the heels of a pretty controversial election. And, you know, when I came in, our budget was also reduced by $2.5 million, which we actually have remedied. So I'm very proud of my team for that. But, you know, there was tension and there, you know, they definitely got a lot of pushback from the community because of food and medical costs that from contracts they signed not being funded. And so there were a number of things last year where, it was very tense. And while the majority of the Board of Commissioners have now been supportive and they have calmed down, there's still a couple people that are definitely, you know, really not calming down. And, you know, unfortunately, given the position I sit in, that's just the reality of the job.
We are talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Alicia Dyer. One more question on this whole issue, and this is just a general question. Now that marijuana is legal in Michigan, it's not legal to be high when you're driving, obviously. You can't smoke it out in public, et cetera. But nonetheless, are law enforcement personnel allowed to imbibe in that, if that's the word, in their own homes? Can they smoke marijuana off hours? Is that okay?
No. No, we do not allow law enforcement personnel to utilize marijuana. You know, it is legal for Michigan. However, we hold ourselves to extremely high standards. We also have to comply with federal laws. And, you know, while culturally marijuana is treated, you know, very similarly to alcohol now in Michigan, it is not something that you can utilize if you are working in law enforcement. There's a lot of push to treat it similarly to alcohol. Basically, you know, you can't use it, obviously, when you're on duty, but when you're off duty, there's been a lot of union grievances across the country just around this topic. And so we'll see where it kind of lands in the future. But as of now, we don't allow at the sheriff's office any of our employees to utilize marijuana while they are working. You know, the younger generations applying for law enforcement, it is not uncommon that we may see that they might have tried it or they might have utilized it in college. And we are very firm and clear that, you know, you cannot do this, you know, entering into law enforcement absent more change at the national level.
All right, let's switch gears here and talk about what you'd really like to talk about. And that is your strategic report as you look back on your first year. This is on the Washtenaw.org sheriff's website. And it's really interesting to see the work that you have been doing. Tell us what you're most proud of right now.
I'm most proud of balancing the budget. You know, I got to say, as sheriff, I have a new appreciation for fiscal responsibility and for how expensive it is to run a county jail and to provide public safety for the 350,000 residents we have in this county. And I inherited, upon taking office, a projected $4.3 million shortfall due to rising food and medical costs in the county jail, as well as due to an attrition reduction across the county organization, which really impacted the sheriff's office to the tune of $2.5 million. And so myself, as well as my whole team, we made some cuts to some of the administrative positions, as well as administrative fleet. We tried to find savings across divisions. We were very, very serious about this all year last year, as well as really having to advocate at the county commission level that there were things that they had not funded that they needed to fund, with food and medical being the big one. And through all of this, you know, collaboration and working together, we were able to find 2% savings in our budget and cover shortfalls and balance the budget. And then the county Board of Commissioners, we thank them as well for their support, because they ultimately did remedy the food and medical shortfall in our county jail. And so, you know, through all that teamwork, we were able to balance the budget, and we are definitely in a much better position going forward. And so that's something my first year as sheriff, tremendously, I'm very proud of it. It wasn't just me either. It was my whole team, all of our division heads, really working to be as fiscally responsible as possible. And then the other thing I'll say I'm very proud of is the one thing that I heard when I did a listening tour across divisions when I started was that staff were so tired and that they really needed to see some motivation from upper administration to bring people in, because the overtime was getting just not sustainable. And our whole office really focused in on recruitment and on getting through background and application processes. And we were able to hire a number of recruits and staff. We were able to send people to the police academies. And, you know, we are getting to a point where our staffing is definitely improving. And so I'm just very proud of that work as well, because, you know, following the pandemic, it's just been harder across the state as well as the country to bring people into the profession. And, you know, we're starting to see interest peak, and more people are applying to work at the sheriff's office. And they're applying, you know, not for the money. We're not the most paid, but it's really who we are. It's our brand. It's the work that we do. You know, when people need help countywide, we don't ask questions, we help. Our mission, our values, you know, everything that we do, our opportunities, whether you want to go into investigative work, whether you want to do underwater search and recovery, whether you want to do mental health and co-response, you know, we are such a diverse agency with a lot of opportunity for people. And so I'm just really proud to see new people coming into the profession.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Alicia Dyer on the Lucianne Lance Show here on 1290 WLBY as we take a look at her strategic impact report for 2025 at the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office. This is accessible at washtenaw.org, and then just click on the sheriff's portion of that website. Sheriff Dyer, what about the bottom line here when it comes to crime? How are we doing? Is crime going down in Washtenaw County?
Public safety is improving. Crime is going down. It's really, we're seeing this nationally as well. You know, we saw a definite decrease in violent crime in Washtenaw County. There have been less victimizations, and we're going off of our crime stats that we use year after year after year. And so when you compare our stats to the prior years, you see a downward trend, which is just really, really good to see. That doesn't mean that it encompasses everything, right? There's always things that are unreported. I will say I'm definitely really closely following just, you know, mental health, because mental health calls are definitely still increasing. And so, you know, people are definitely still struggling, and we have a lot of work to do. But when it comes to violent crime, Washtenaw County is getting safer, and that is just really a great thing to see as sheriff.
What about the impact you've had getting into the community, talking to young people? I know that was a big mission of yours, and having a greater understanding between maybe a little bit older youth and helping mitigate some of those crimes that sometimes come out of that group.
You know, I'll say it's one of the most rewarding things about the job, when I am able to get out in the community and talk to our future generations. We were able to do listening tours with schools. I was able to go to ACE in Ypsilanti Township. I was able to talk to Ypsilanti students, Dexter students. We did a logo contest with schools across the county for our community engagement logo. And then we had a lot of listening discussions to really hear from them. What do they think of law enforcement? How are they doing? And, you know, from that work, we actually launched our RAPID program with the Corner Health Center. And that is a program where deputies, when they get called to, you know, youth-related, you know, family troubles and things like that, they can refer families to get comprehensive wraparound trauma-informed support services for youth. And so I'm very proud of that newer program that we started. And, you know, I've also learned a lot in listening to our youth. When I was in one school, they brought up that, you know, they're after school, they're trying to cross the street. There's a lot of safety concerns. And so we were able to direct some traffic patrols to make sure people aren't speeding, and, you know, especially in school zones. And then the youth got back to us through the principal and said how they felt so listened to and heard, because they really saw that their voices are powerful. And, you know, I just, you know, so I'm very proud of that. And we're going to continuing to center youth voices. We dedicate some of our sheriff's office millage funding to summer camps for youth, as well as hiring interns. And we really do a lot, along with other county partners, to support the people that are ultimately going to be the next leaders across our county.
Great talking with you today. Thank you so much for giving us your view on both of these issues, your strategic impact that you have had so far, but also this other looming issue, which do you feel that the whole roach in the car has been put to bed now?
I do. And it was just very interesting, because so many people were reaching out like, you know, I know you and you would never. And, but this is, you know, I really say that I think the community saw through this. And I think the right thing to have done in that situation was to release the report and, you know, be as transparent as possible, because I do hold myself to an extremely high standard, along with all of my employees. So I really feel that people want to focus on the issues around housing and public safety, you know, emerging needs. And, you know, I hopefully this has gone to bed.
Sheriff, thank you so much for speaking out today on our show. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sheriff Alicia Dyer of Washtenaw County on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.